You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New York City will throw its 207th parade in the Canyon of Heroes tomorrow for the World Cup winning U.S. women's soccer team. WNYC's Jim O'Grady says ticker tape parades have changed a lot, as has our understanding of what it means to be a hero.
The first ever honoree was a lady, Lady Liberty, who got a parade on her unveiling in 1886. She was too dignified to squeeze into a carriage and ride down Broadway, waving her torch. So she waited in the harbor for President Grover Cleveland to come to her. New York had thrown parades before, mostly for military men like Washington, and modeled them on Roman triumphs with flowers strewn in the path of conquering generals. But on this foggy May day in 1886, happy capitalists in skyscrapers near Wall Street tossed not flowers from their windows, but the most American thing imaginable, reams of stock quotes called ticker tape. President Cleveland was impressed at all the patriotic passion for a non-military symbol. He marveled in his speech at the thousands come to honor not a warlike God, but our own peaceful deity keeping watch before the open gates of America. We then immediately reverted to focusing on military figures. Admirals, field marshals, even the chief of staff of the Italian army, they all got ticker tape parades. Rough Rider Teddy Roosevelt got one in 1910. Although it wasn't for driving Spain from Cuba, it was for returning from an African safari. Standards were not always high. Over time, the definition of hero expanded to foreign dignitaries, endurance swimmers, and aviators. So many aviators. And in 1931, French leader Henri-Philippe Pétain, whose reputation has not aged well, as happens when you collaborate with a Nazi occupation. From 1945 to 65, the city binged on 130 ticker tape parades, once three in a week.
And he salutes to the crowd and he waves to them, and everybody's just cheering and yelling at him. What a tremendous personality this man has.
That's a WNYC announcer going nuts for General Eisenhower in 1945. My favorite was for the guys who brought French tapestries by ship and truck to the Metropolitan Museum. Art movers. They threw a whole parade for art movers. In 1969, after welcoming the Apollo 11 astronauts back from the moon, the city calmed down. These days, the Canyon of Heroes is mostly reserved for teams that win championships, the Giants and Yankees, the Rangers and Mets, and the occasional Pope or Nelson Mandela can still squeak in. The first female sports team to be driven through Lower Manhattan in a storm of glory and now confetti was the U.S. women's soccer squad that won the 2015 World Cup. Tomorrow, just as wonderfully, comes the second.
Go! U.S. leads!
Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.
And ice in her veins. A master of the moment, Megan Rapinoe is...